This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Israeli army has raided and detained staff at two of the last functioning hospitals in Gaza's north, where the defense minister said Tuesday troops were working to completely clear out U.S.-designated terrorist Hamas militants. Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said Israeli forces were entering Hamas's tunnel network in northern Gaza as a part of a final clearing of militants from the region. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Tuesday he was confident the U.S. would not, quote-unquote, betray his country by withholding crucial aid, as he proposed mobilizing nearly a half million more Ukrainians into the armed forces. Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam reports.
In the U.S., aid for Ukraine has been held up by Republicans in Congress, who say it must be paired with tougher immigration policies to bolster security at the U.S.-Mexico border. Senate leaders on Tuesday said a deal was not likely to come together soon. One senior Democrat in the Senate said any action would be postponed until January. The White House has warned that if not renewed, funding will run out by the end of December. Zelensky said financial assistance was key to Ukraine's defenses and that the nation didn't just need money but manpower. He said the military had requested as many as a half a million citizens to be mobilized into the army, though a final decision had not yet been made.
Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said Tuesday his country would next year produce 1 million drones, which have become a crucial factor in the fighting between Kyiv and Moscow. Both Ukraine and Russia are extensively using drones to scope out enemy positions or even drop explosives. Drones can be sent to attack the target, or the intelligence they provide can be used for combat. This is VOA.